Today I am speaking with Tim Piper, who is Chief Information Officer with GrowMark, and we're going to talk a little bit about GrowMark's involvement with Ag Gateway. So Tim, to start out with, why don't you just tell us what Ag Gateway is?
Ag Gateway is a member-supported organization that exists to help enable businesses to connect with their trading partners and do that in a much more efficient way, collaboratively, rather than doing things one at a time with each one.
Now, I understand that this was started, what, about 2005, and that GrowMark was involved with that. Why was it started?
Prior to the existence of Ag Gateway, there was an organization called RAPID. RAPID was really formed by the crop protection segment of the ag industry, and it did what Ag Gateway does today, but it only did it on behalf of the crop protection segment of ag, and many companies like GrowMark, we're involved in several other segments of the ag industry, but we didn't really have a system of developing projects and standards around interchange between trading partners in these other segments. So we floated the idea of forming a new organization that each segment of the ag industry would be a component of this overall standards body, but they would operate autonomously from one another, but then be governed by an overall board. So now, for instance, there are what we call councils. There is still a crop protection council like there was back in the day when we had RAPID, but now we also have the crop nutrition segment. There's a council for that, the seed segment, feed, etc. So each one of those operates as kind of an autonomous unit, but shares resources overall in Ag Gateway.
Obviously, GrowMark was very involved in the start of Ag Gateway. So why and how does GrowMark support Ag Gateway today?
The how we support it is, number one, by our active membership, which membership requires that we pay dues to the organization so that it can have a staff and resources so that it can function. And then we also support it by our active engagement in the organization to help govern it. For instance, I'm currently the chair of the Seed Council, which means that I'm actively leading the industry segment that deals in seed to define what projects we want to do and what improvements we want to make in our businesses. And then that puts me on the board of directors of Ag Gateway, being a council chair or vice chair. And the why is because the things that we do, the projects that we do through Ag Gateway, translate to process efficiencies that we see in our daily operation in our business.
Well, obviously, Ag Gateway has grown, and you talked about some of these councils. And I know looking at the video, which was produced, I guess, December of last year, you just added two new councils, Retail Council and Precision Ag, of which GrowMark is also involved in. But tell us a little bit about these councils that are part of Ag Gateway and how GrowMark is involved in them.
Well, GrowMark's structure as a regional cooperative system means that we have both a wholesale distribution operation, which we operate on behalf of our member cooperatives to purchase product that we sell to our members, who in turn sell at the retail level to farmers directly. Then we also have some retail operations ourselves that over the last few years we've begun to change our structure in that way. But most of the work that we had done with Ag Gateway was between the GrowMark wholesale operation and our trading partners, and not so much between GrowMark and our member cooperatives and the issues that they face when they go to the farm. So the Ag Retail Council was formed for that very reason, to give the retailers, some of which in the ag industry are not part of a cooperative system at the level at GrowMark of a regional distributor. So they have different issues at the retail level than we have at the wholesale level. So when the Ag Retail Council was formed, along with all these independent retailers that are out there, GrowMark participates in the Ag Retail Council to represent our members at the point of sale. The Precision Ag Council, we have long been involved in precision agriculture, and that field has grown considerably over the years, but that area is really prime for some serious work in terms of defining industry-wide standards, and even from one precision ag vendor to the other, or equipment provider or service provider, there are no common standards. So precision ag is really prime for a serious effort to standardize a lot of the measures and to make it integrate better with all of the point-of-sale business systems that we have.
Now, Ag Gateway is a group of businesses, a consortium, if you will, that are serving the agriculture industry. Tell me a little bit about what the benefits are of a business being a member of Ag Gateway.
The primary reason why a business would want to be part of Ag Gateway is to translate projects that we do through Ag Gateway into improvements in your own business operations. As we've done projects, for instance, in the seed segment, we have always done electronic data interchange, or EDI, with our trading partners. But the problem with it is generally that you get trading partners that each one has their own way of wanting to exchange information with you, their own formats, different systems, different technologies that they use. And so for a company the size of Growmark, we can have a few dozen trading partners in a space, and every one of them that we connect to, we'd be doing it uniquely for each one of them. And what Ag Gateway does is it brings all of those trading partners into a common forum to discuss what projects we want to take on to automate some of these processes in one way. So that translates into a considerably reduced amount of effort on the IT side to implement these efficiencies. Plus, what it does for the customer service people is once we've automated these processes, customer service reps are spending considerably less time fooling around with communications back and forth with trading partners about orders and shipments and that kind of thing, and invoices. And it allows them to spend a lot more time on higher level customer service things. So that's why a business would want to be part of Ag Gateway, because the projects that we run to standardize these transactions result in improved efficiency in our business operation.
And really, the membership of Ag Gateway, you've got dozens of companies. It really is a who's who of agricultural businesses. All the big names are on there, and there's also a lot of companies that compete with each other. So this is something that everybody can be a part of, right?
Absolutely. We sit side by side in these meetings and projects with some of the competitors that we deal with in our territory every day. But still, it's in all of our collective best interest to do these things in a common way. There is a school of thought that says, well, doing things one-off with your trading partners in a custom way improves your competitive advantage. But what we found over time is it's exactly the opposite. We find that, in fact, companies that do not want to come into Ag Gateway are kind of at a disadvantage in doing business with us because it's harder to do business with them.
You just recently had the 2011 conference for Ag Gateway. Tell us a little bit about what went on at that meeting.
Well, every year the organization has an annual conference, which that's where the leadership of the organization is elected. And so that's just our annual business meeting. But then in addition to just the business meeting, the organization brings in speakers from all lines of interest to the ag community. So there are keynote speakers that there's just an educational value to the thing. Then each council meets, and people can have a chance to work on their council's business. Each of the standing committees meets, and the entire membership then is able to go from council meeting to committee meeting to sit in and hear and see what's going on in the whole organization. We do a summer meeting too, but that one's a working meeting, and we skip the keynote speakers and make it shorter. But it's primarily the annual business meeting, an educational kind of forum, and then actual working sessions of councils and committees.
Ag Gateway is really a fairly young organization. You're talking about only 6 years old, so you must be continually growing and adding new things, just like as last year you added the new councils for retail and precision ag. So what are some of the new things that you're looking forward to coming out of Ag Gateway?
There currently is an ornamental horticulture group, a segment that's formed, and we hope to have a grain council. Everything so far in Ag Gateway is pretty much geared to the inputs and the production of crops. The grain segment would be the merchandising and processing of crop outputs. There's a good chance that an animal health council will be forming, which is sort of related to the feed council, but animal health is wider than just feed. Another one that we're talking about is equipment, agricultural equipment. Like what Deere is participating in today is primarily the precision ag arena.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim, for helping us learn a little bit more about Ag Gateway. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.